Not long ago, President Obama's re-election campaign sent out an email advertising its 2012 merchandise and urging supporters to stock up for the holidays. Not to be outdone, the Republican White House candidates are hawking their own ball caps and bumper stickers. Now, we here at NPR know a thing or two about promotional merchandise, your mugs, your tote bags. After all, we invented the Nina Totten bag and the Carl Castle autograph pillow. So on this Black Friday, Scott Horsley presents the NPR Guide to Campaign Swag.
Iowa and New Hampshire get all the attention, but the T-shirt primary is already underway, and Americans have been voting with their pocketbooks at retail websites like Cafe Press and Zazzle.
We've always thought that our website is really the democratization of commerce in general with respect to election gear. We see that for sure.
Melanie Shirk is a vice president at Zazzle, which sells thousands of customized products, many with designs promoting or attacking the various presidential candidates. The company's sales offer a rough indicator of which way the political winds are blowing.
I think our sales generally track the buzziness of the candidate. So as candidates are either surging in popularity or if there's particular sentiment against the candidate, that's what we see.
The Cafe Press website now features an election meter, so you can track the sales associated with the candidate. Newt Gingrich is enjoying a good run right now, but he still hasn't caught up with Ron Paul's T-shirt sales. Paul is a consistent seller on Zazzle as well, says that company's Josh Newman.
He's actually the second most trafficked candidate after Obama. His fans are just sort of crazy in some ways, just fanatics.
The candidates try to grab a piece of this action themselves by selling merchandise on their own websites, though often it's not as creative as what's offered by the independent designers. Sure, there's a Mitt Romney hoodie and a travel mug for the well-traveled John Huntsman, but where's the Michelle Bachmann china for your own tea party? Or the Newt Gingrich campaign ornament designed by Tiffany's? Or the Herman Cain Atlas of the World, priced to move at $9.99? President Obama's campaign website offers somewhat more variety. There's a fired-up, ready-to-grill barbecue apron and a Joe Biden beer cozy. Sadly, there's no Obama cigarette lighter. Must have been discontinued. What about old-fashioned brick-and-mortar retailers? Honest Abe's Souvenir Shop in Washington is just across the street from the Wax President's display at Madame Tussauds. Manager Freddie Vanoia says the souvenir store used to be filled with merchandise celebrating President Obama.
No, we stocked more before, after the inaugurations. We got a lot of Obama-related items.
Nowadays, there are only a few presidential refrigerator magnets and bobblehead dolls on the shelves, along with a commemorative plate featuring Michelle Obama. It's probably meant to be a salad plate. Vanoia just unpacked his first batch of 2012 Obama T-shirts. The Hope slogan has been replaced by a message about tough times requiring a wise leader and a somber-looking picture of the president.
They put seriously faces than the last campaign. Last campaign is like very happy and he did it. I don't know this year.
Vanoia is still waiting for his first shipment of Republican campaign gear. It's hard to know which candidates to include or not include from week to week. Maybe that's why there's a deck of playing cards featuring candidates and also-rans with the slogan, "Everyone's a wild card." Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.